Hi, it is January the 13th, 2012. This is Wes Fryer with Pat Jennings at First Presbyterian Church in Edmond, Oklahoma, talking about the Pan American Mission and specifically medical, now water mission. What is the title of this next phase? It's Pan American Mission, but it's...
Well, it's Pan American is just kind of part of this. This is really going to be through First Presbyterian Church in Edmond, Living Waters for the World. And also, we have another group that we are raising money to take filters to Uganda, Kenya, and the Yucatan, called Sawyer Water Filters.
Okay. And the part of the reason we're doing this is to clarify just what is going on and what are the opportunities for folks in our congregation and others to get involved. And this is the third part of the series we're recording today. We've talked a little bit about the background of Living Waters and a little bit of the technology and the background of Pan American. And in this session, we want to talk about what's happening this June of 2012, and how can people be involved, and maybe a little more about, you know, the pieces that will be put in place that we said in the first session today that a group from Wisconsin's building a building. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's happening. What's going to happen in June? What are the plans? And then we'll talk about how people can be involved.
Okay. Well, let me first talk about the building that they put in. The group from Wisconsin sent their high school and college kids down there this past week, and they're the ones that we're building. So it was quite an eye-opener for those kids down there, because they went down and they actually lived with people in the community, and then they worked on it. And some of the pictures that you'll see on here are, they work hard. I mean, it's hauling concrete with buckets, and it's not that you don't have the big.
Working in an air conditioned, nice, you know.
Right, you don't have the bulldozers and things like that.
Lots
like
of
we have
hand
up
labor.
Here. So once they finish that, and then they will have the government, the health department, come in and make sure that the building is up and going. Another thing that they had to do is there was no, and I'm going to call it legal electricity coming in there. The only electricity they had coming into this area was, I'll call it borrowed electricity. Mm-hmm. They had a line that came in. And so with this, they will have their own transformer or whatever it is that you need to
be on the grid legitimately.
They will be on the grid, and the government is gradually coming in, and hopefully by June there will actually be a paved road there. There's no paved road there that comes off the main road into this community. There's a pothole there that if a car drives in it disappears, you know. So in June we will go down there. Our group, Nancy Kofer and I, have been trained in an education part for Living Waters for the World. John Jennings and Lonnie Wall have been trained in the actual construction of the system. And Mike Laska has been more involved in the paperwork part of it, we had to sign a covenant with between First Presbyterian Church, Crossroads Presbyterian Church, and Ministerio de Vida, the Kamals down there, who are the pastors at this mission. And so he got that covenant all set up, and we will be going down in June. Nancy Kofer and I will be working with the women of the church, of the community, teaching them about why clean water is necessary. Because a lot of people don't understand that the reason why they're getting sick
are these microorganisms that you can't see.
Drinking this water.
Yeah.
And so we're going to show them.
Yeah.
And with them, we will be working with the kids. If you can get hold of the kids, the children, then the children will teach their parents too.
Right.
So we'll be doing that. And then John and Lonnie, John Jennings and Lonnie Wall, will be working with the actual construction. Now, they have what they call the Bubba Stance. And the Bubba Stance is you stand with your arms crossed and your hands underneath your armpit and
showing that you are closed.
You don't do anything. You are going to teach the men.
Oh,
and it's going
okay.
to be the men to build it. Lonnie and John will not be building this.
Okay.
They will be showing them how to do it.
Wow.
And it's tough because John and Lonnie are very hands-on people.
Okay.
So you have to stand there with your arms crossed and basically tie them up so that you're not in there doing it.
Interesting. So what's the and
the
I think I can answer that, but what's the reasoning?
Is that because John and Lonnie will not be there at the end of that week in June. That these men are going to have to be able to sustain this system themselves. And there's a lot of PVC pipe in it. So they and a lot of valves.
And if local people don't understand how it was set up and how it works, then they're not going to be able to sustain
and
it themselves.
One of the most important things for Living Waters for the World is sustainability.
Right.
Is how to keep this going.
Right.
So they will be able to repair it. When
yeah.
the piece goes out, they'll be
Good.
Able to repair it. Then when they start actually filtering the water will be sold. The water is not given away.
Mm.
The people have to buy it, but it will be at a very, very, very reduced price. It will probably be about $1 a bottle, and as opposed to $3.50. If you go to what is comparable to the 7-Eleven down there, it costs you $3.50.
It'll be cheaper than Coke now.
Very much so.
There you go.
Yes. And it's good tasting, too.
Yes.
It tastes really good, so the people will really see the difference.
Right.
And then they will be selling this water, so that will be put back so that if something breaks, they can go buy a piece.
Right. Is the church, who's going to be managing this once it's in operation?
The church will, Ministerio de Vida will be managing it, but they will have our group will have trained 2 or 3 people down there to maintain it, because it is a mobile society.
You gotta have multiple people trained.
You
can't just train one person. And
that's what's happened with some of the systems, is that they only train one person and that person leaves.
Yep.
And then there's nobody there that knows how to work it.
Right. Sustainability means we're going to diversify our training and have multiple people. Is there an actual certification that they do, or how is the training?
Well, it will be checked over. Well, our training?
Yeah. Like, how does it?
We got a certificate from Living Waters for the World that says we're trained.
No, right, yours, but no, for them. When they get trained, do they?
They will get a certificate saying that they've been trained, and the women that have been trained in the education,
because that'll sustain as well.
That is an ongoing thing that they are to pass their knowledge on to other people too.
Right.
So.
Wow. So how can people get involved? It sounds like you've got the team that are going. Is there, what needs do you have, and how could people who are interested in supporting Living Waters do that?
Well, first, prayer. That's the most important thing. Prayer, and that the group that goes down there is able to teach the work, teach the people how to do it, and that the people down there are able to keep it going. Fundraising is always a big part of it. We are in the ongoing fundraising for this. We also have another organization called Sawyer Water Filters that we are working with, that we have taken about 10 of these filters down to the San Cosme area. Also, we gave one to the Kamals there.
A different kind of filter.
It's a different kind of filter, and it is a filter that does not need electricity.
And what was it called again?
It's called Sawyer Water Filters.
Sawyer.
And has ever been a hiker.
Right, like those little pump filters that you do?
Exactly.
But a larger scale one.
Sawyer has been on...
Micro filter?
This is a micro filter, 1 micron. It filters out It's
almost
within
everything.
It's within EPA standards here.
Wow.
We actually had the water tested.
Wow.
We sent it off, and it came back pure.
But you have to replace those filters periodically?
No. It will do up to 1 million gallons of water.
Wow.
And all it is a bucket, like a Home Depot bucket.
Right.
And a filter that is about 1.5 inches in diameter and about 3 inches long, and a tube. And it filters up to 1 million gallons of water.
So,
and the only thing you have to do is backwash it. If depending on what kind of stuff is in the dirty water, you may have to backwash it. Backwash it with the clean water that you've filtered.
Wow.
So we're going to be raising money for that in the next couple of weeks take also down there to Mexico. And we are going to send some to our two mission groups out of First Presbyterian Church that go to Uganda and to Kenya.
Wow. So how will those operate different than the church and the...
Those are more for individual families or smaller groups. They come in a plastic bag that's about the size of a large Ziploc bag.
Wow!
And all you have to do when you get to where you're going is buy a bucket.
Buy a bucket that works for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll include a link to that in the show notes here for this podcast and this video. Who can people get in contact with directly if they want to financially support Living Waters?
First Presbyterian Church of Edmond.
Okay.
And we'll have the link on there.
Okay.
For that. And also the Sawyer water filters will be through that also. And Pan American Medical Mission Foundation will also be taking donations for that too.
Well, as we wrap up this, what do you see in the future, and how do you see God continuing to act? Because this has not been a recent thing. This has been, I guess, almost 2 decades, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're so a long time. What do you see in the future, and how do you see God continuing to work through this mission?
I see God through... I am not on the board of Pan American Medical Mission Foundation, although I am married to the president, who is John Jennings. And when they have their board meetings, they meet at our house, and so I kind of stand in the kitchen and I listen to the board meetings. They have been trying to figure out where they're going next. And there has been a lot of talk. Pan American covers a lot of the world. And so they have talked of Haiti, doing some stuff in Haiti. The one that the board seemed to get very excited about was Cuba, because Cuba will open up to us eventually.
Yes.
My husband and I were on a vacation to the Galapagos this summer, and they wanted to know, a couple of the guides there wanted to know where we learned our Spanish. And so we gave them a history of San Cosme in a thimble. And they said, wow, you do mission work. We would love to have a medical mission out here to the Galapagos. And we said, really? Okay, like what? And they said, well, you know, we need medical care here. If anybody gets really sick, they have to go to the mainland, which is 500 miles they have to fly in.
Mm.
So, you know, that's there. Peru is open. The Galapagos is part of Ecuador. We have also been on a mission. We have also been to Pan American has gone with another group, Friends of Bolivia, to Bolivia. They've done 7 or 8 trips down there. They're not going down there now because it's not very politically friendly right now.
Right.
It will change, I'm sure, as everything does change. But so there's a lot of options to what Pan American can do. Pan American can also do things in the United States.
Yeah.
We can send, there's a lot of places in the United States that does not have clean water.
Yep. Well, so. Thank you so much for taking the time, and encourage people to check out those show notes and get involved.
Get involved. Thank you.